Attic name, Tim. Let's have a moment of silence and open the meeting with the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I think Tim. I guess the topic's never alone. And it's nice, you know. I always talk about, and I hear in meetings people share about, you know, NA never alone. And when I started, you know, I got to tell you the story first. Because Aaron was with me, and I think I was telling Rocco about this earlier, that we came up for registration Friday night, and I'd like to thank the, you know, Laurel Mountain Highlands area too for, you know, asking me to share a little bit. It's always an honor to share my experience, strength, and hope. But Aaron and I got here, and we're walking up to the registration thing, and somehow we were talking about the World Convention, and I had explained that, like, when I was had the privilege of going to a World Convention a couple years ago in Hawaii, but I didn't submit a tape. And why I didn't submit it was kind of like selfish reasons, because I didn't want to submit a tape to be a speaker, because I don't want to go, like, to a nice place, kind of like on vacation as well, and have to worry about, like, getting all that excitement, you know, anticipation and anxiety about speaking. You know, I just wanted to go and be, you know, and not have to worry about speaking. It was like self-centered motives, really, you know. And I just wanted to go and be a member and not have to, like, have that, you know, excitement or worry about, like, any stress that may be put on myself by me. So we were kind of talking about this and that, and we came up to the registration thing and said hi to Rich, and 2 minutes later he says about how many speakers that, you know, had, you know, not been able to make it, and would I please, you know, be able to, like, fill in. So it's kind of funny how fate has a way of, like, you know, so learn a lesson there, guy, you know. But it is always an honor and a privilege, and you know what? You know, I think that we have a fellowship. You know, look at our steps. All of our steps start with W-E, we, right? You know? And so I think there's something right there that is a powerful example of never alone. You know? I stay clean. No. I get high, we stay clean. You know? And if I look back on my history before I got here, you know, and I sometimes think that I can, you know, say that, like, I'm kind of an independent person anyways. And even after I was, like, you know, because of my using, I had pretty much put everybody, you know, away from me. You know, my disease wanted to isolate me. And so I became real alone. And even the people I was close to because of whatever, because of using, you know, I wasn't really close with. And I became this really alone person. The disease of addiction, you know, wants to get me back there sometimes today and isolate me in a corner and make me think I can be, you know, self-sufficient and I don't need to ask for help and those kind of things. But now the reality is that I can't do this alone. You know, I can't do this alone. I need the help of other members. And when I got to Narcotics Anonymous, well, look at what we tell new people, right? I mean, what do we say? You know, yeah, keep coming back, the third tradition, you know, and Plummer was talking about last night too, and I'm hearing this reoccurring theme about the simplicity of, like, exchanging phone numbers, you know? And tradition three, we were looking at that a couple weeks ago, Rock, and it says not to, like, give your phone number. You know what, here I go, you know? We have meetings, I've been to meetings, and people, God bless them, they send a meeting list around and put all their names and numbers on. You know, dude, think about it. If I'm the new guy there, I get this list of people, I don't know who the hell you people are. How am I going to know who to call? Am I going to be, you know, I wouldn't have called, you know, I got this list of 25 people's names and numbers. Honestly, when I was new, I don't think I would have used it, you know? And it was taught to me, and my sponsors early on have shared, you know, you go up and introduce yourself and say, hi, I'm Tim P., this is my number, you know, can I get yours, you know, and exchange that number thing. And so that's one of the early, you know, examples, I guess, of how this we stuff works, you know. Number alone. Reach out. You know, it's important for me to reach out and ask for help. And sometimes that can be humbling. But you know what? With new people, I always think it's real important for people to feel home in Narcotics Anonymous. Because that's how I was made to feel. You know, I was made to feel welcome when I went to my first Narcotics Anonymous meeting. And because there were people there to greet me. You know, I didn't feel alone. I remember going down to that, in that church basement. I just got out of an institution, and I took a suggestion, and I didn't think about it too much, and I was actually just kind of like scared, because I didn't want to go back to the life I was living before I got released, and I went to a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. It was Saturday morning wake-up in Wilkinsburg. And I went down there, and it was a holiday party. It was right around the holiday time. And they had, like, people greeting me. And there was a big party going on, and it was food, and it was fun, you know? And I was made to feel, like, really, really welcome, you know? I didn't feel alone, you know? I might have had some apprehension sitting in the parking lot thinking about what to expect. You know, I didn't know, like, any of the stuff you people did for the most part, because you did stuff weird. You know, you talk a whole different language. And I didn't understand a lot of that. But the thing that's important, you know, for me to remember is how I felt. You know? And there's a saying in somebody's office that I'm always in. I don't know how the saying goes, but it says something about, you know, people never remember what you say to them, but they remember how you make them feel. And I'm paraphrasing that, but there's some kind of, somebody quoted that, some famous dead person probably. But, you know, and it's true. It's kind of true when you think about it. And at least my experience, and my initial experience with Narcotics Anonymous was very positive, and it made me have a little bit of a desire to keep coming back, you know? Is it a problem if I walk around, or is it going to mess this up? Okay. It's hard for me to stand still, but I'll try to do my best. Yeah. I'm glad I'm not seat-belted into the chair or something. I'll do my best to try to stay. Thank you. Never alone. Narcotics Anonymous, never alone. My predecessors gave me some of their, like, experience, sense, and hope. You know? My first sponsor... I didn't know, like, anything about, like, these steps and traditions or any of the stuff you people are talking about. And I had a lot of legal problems when I first got here. And so my attorney was really expensive. And so I found this guy who was in the rooms who was an attorney, so I asked him to be my sponsor, you know. I thought, this is exactly, thank you, N.A. I love this program, you know. And I tried to get, like, free legal advice and stuff. And he'd be trying to talk to me about powerlessness and surrender or something crazy. I remember we were down in Oxford Center having coffee one morning, and he's talking to me about all this powerlessness, and I'm talking about, like, grand jury investigation, keep me out of jail, you know, this kind of crap, you know? And my focus was totally not like where his was, and we never really meshed. But you know what? He still gave me some time. You know, he still, you know, showed me some concern, and he didn't blow me off. That, of course, relationship didn't last too long, things changed. But, sharing our experience, sense, and hope, you know, when I'm able to come and, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people up here this weekend. And I think, you know, I think it's real appropriate to have this topic, too, because it's the theme of the weekend. You know, Laurel Mountain Highlands. Up here in the beautiful Laurel Mountain Highlands of Western PA, for all you people who might be listening to this someplace else in the world, you know, I wish you could see my gesture. We need to start videotaping these things. You get the full effect then, you know. And without my hands going, I probably can't speak very well. But anyways, yeah, Never Alone is the theme of this this weekend. And it's been great. You know, I've been able to share some stuff with some people up here and meet some new people and, you know, talk recovery and kind of like get some, do some soul searching with myself as well. But, you know, when I share my experience and strength and hope, the little bit that I sometimes have, that's how I keep this stuff. We have that saying, you only keep what you have by giving it away, right? Mm-hmm. You know? And if I have this gift of recovery, and if I keep it all to myself, what good is it? It's really no good. You know, it's about giving back. And we were able to give back in all different, you know, venues and stuff. You know, and by that, we kind of maintain that never aloneness stuff, I think. You know? Yeah. I need you people. You know, I need Narcotics Anonymous. Narcotics Anonymous doesn't need me. You know? It's easy for us. There's a thing in our, I think, and it's in our, I think it's in our Just for Today book. One of the readings. I was just talking to somebody about this, about NNA, how sometimes we can, it's easy for us to be a big fish in a small pond or something like that. You guys know what I'm talking about, that reading? Small fish in a big pond, is that? Well, whatever. Fish in a pond, you know. We can come here and become like somebody, you know? But, like, it's not about being anybody because, you know what, I always thought, you know, we check all that stuff at the door. You know, we have that anonymity here. And it doesn't matter, you know, we don't have any classes of membership or anything like that, you know. And I can remember that my predecessors, thank God for telling me that, you know, we don't care how much money you have. Well, we have a reading that talks about all that stuff, right? We don't care where you came from, what you did, who you did it with, blah, blah, blah. Our only concern is what you want to do about your problem and how we can help. You know? Period. You know, there's nothing else that matters when we get to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. And thank God for that. And this is an equal playing field. And this is a place we can have shared experiences. You know, I hear it sometimes shared in meetings, and maybe not so much as I used to, that there's nothing that, like, somebody hasn't gone through in Narcotics Anonymous. You know? We have a wealth of diversity and a wealth of experience and knowledge in our fellowship. And believe me, you know, when I say that, like, if I don't know, like, an answer to something, I'll tell you where to go to find it. You know, I'll know some people that have maybe gone through similar situations, and just like you people, you know. I mean, and so we have this shared experience. We have a collective knowledge and this great base of wealth of information to pull from. You know, what a blessing. You know, what a blessing. And sometimes, you know, I know I'm guilty. I don't use it as much as I probably should. You know? I mean, it's easy for me to tell you, I don't know about that. Why don't you go talk to, you know, but this more experienced member about whatever. You know? And sometimes I need to do the same thing. I get comfortable, you know, in my, like, my support group, you know? And I kind of get too comfortable sometimes. So lately, I've been, you know, in the last 6 months or so, I've been trying to actively step out a little bit more. And get out of that comfort zone and talk to other people and become a little bit more vulnerable and ask for that help that I need. You know, if I stay by myself, I'm not going to get that stuff. You know, oh yeah, I'll get it. You know what's going to happen though? I'm going to get it up here. I'm going to start saying like I'm okay. You know, and I've been there. You know, I can get like in my head. You know, I don't have I don't have the obsession and compulsion to use drugs today, and I'm grateful for that. However, I got this crazy thinking that goes on, and I can get an attitude, right? You know, I can get an attitude, you know, some of you guys, about certain things. And I get this attitude, and, you know, I'll say, like, you know what? I ain't going to do that. You know, and I'll get, you know, and I'll say, I'm not going to talk to them people. And I'm going to, like, you know, start shutting everybody away. And it's just exactly what my disease wants to get me back in that corner and isolate me so I can be by myself, my own crazy thoughts. You know, and I start believing those lies that go out of my head too. You know, which is a scary place to be. So I need you people to like call me on that stuff. You know, when you see me getting there, like say, Timmy, man, you shouldn't be doing this. Or why'd you do that? Or why are you being like this? You know. please do that. You know, please do that. You know, because just because I've been around a little bit, you know, doesn't mean that I'm drug proof. I'm not. You know, I'm just as vulnerable as any other addict, and I'm just blessed to have today. Because that's all any of us have. You know, just for today. You know, the complacency that can kind of set in sometimes with me is a dangerous thing. So I don't want to be complacent. So I stay in the middle. I try to stay active. I stay involved with my home group. I stay involved in different service positions. I try to be of service wherever I can, you know, in my home group. We're doing a big thing for MPI right now. I'm not even a member of the Public Information Committee, but I'm doing a whole lot of stuff for PI in Westmoreland County, and we have a big, it's kind of exciting. But you know what? Wherever I can help, whenever I can help, I try to do that and be of service. And you know what? It's not just in Narcotics Anonymous. This is where I found, this is where I learned a lot of that stuff. Like, I'm able to do this in my community. You know, I'm able to do this in my neighborhood and my family as well. You know, it's about giving back. Never alone. You know, I started saying about, all of our steps. You know, start with the word we. You know? And sometimes you and me together, you and me together is a power greater than myself. You know? And that's an important thing to know, too. You know? Narcotics Anonymous, I love this fellowship and I owe my life to it. I was reading some stuff today in my little book. I don't know what it said, but let me take a look. I don't know where my book's at. Oh, well. I'm grateful for the examples and my predecessors. People who, showed me the way of sharing their experience, strength, and hope. You know, I can remember, we were talking earlier, and I kind of get a little bit emotional. I'm just feeling my emotions. I'm talking to Pat down at the lodge, and we're talking about just how we communicate and how we pray. And, I know I got a God of my understanding that's with me, and so by that fact, I'm never alone either. But, I was talking about some stuff, some wisdom that my grandpap gave me. And he was a pretty wise guy because he lived a long time. And we were pretty tight. But and the example that I want to share with you, and it's weird that it's strange how things happen and how my mind starts thinking and I go back to different periods of my life. But my grandpap got really old and he had he couldn't be at home anymore. And so we had to put him in the a care facility. And every Thursday, I would go visit him at this facility. Every Thursday afternoon. And this one Thursday, it was in the summer, it was hot, I remember now. I went to visit him, and up to the floor, there was some commotion around this room, and I didn't know what was going on. And the nurses came out and stuff, and they were talking to me. I knew something was going wrong, and they sat me in this lounge and stuff. And long story short, my grandpap had passed away just a little bit before I got there. So self-centered me, I got a little bit angry because why couldn't he wait until I got there, you know? It's just like how I think. And you know what? I wasn't sure what to do, and there was all this commotion. I was asking the nurses and the medical people questions and stuff. And they said, no, we're going to call. You know, we're calling the rest of the family. Just wait here. Anything we can do for you. And they were very nice. And I didn't know what to do. I just kind of lost. I went downstairs. And I got on my phone. I was walking in front of this facility, back and forth. And I got on my phone. I started calling people from NA. It just was this automatic reaction. You know, I didn't know what else to do. I was kind of just waiting, you know. And it was this lost feeling. I was feeling a bit sad and all that. And you know what the wild thing was? Is you were one of the people I called. And Rock was one of the people I called. And it was an afternoon day. And everybody answered their phone. You know, everybody answered their phone that I called, which was wild, too, because usually people don't, answer their phones, especially during the regular day sometimes, you know. And I was just doing what I had been taught, and it was just like an automatic kind of thing. But I was reaching out to just explain like what had happened, and but never alone. Here I go, you know. And in a time like something like that can happening, you reach out, and you know what? Things will happen. Good things, bad things, whatever. But like I see us collectively join forces and help each other through it. You know, there's a great power in that. You know, never alone. You know, it's not just about the deaths and the tragedies and stuff, but what about the joys and stuff too? You know, the good things that happen. Celebrate and claim time. We do it together. Never alone. We did that last night. You know, not alone. You know, if I was in that big room by myself clapping for my own, like, wonderful claim time, it wouldn't have been as fun. You know? Right? I could be up there hooping and hollering because I got like whatever, how many days, minutes, clean, you know, all that stuff. I don't think it would have been as fun. Not for me, at least. You know? You know? Would you do that by yourself? I don't think you did it by yourself and have as much fun. But collectively, you know what? We go a little bit crazy. You know, we celebrate it. You know? Because we do this stuff together. You know, we encourage each other. We give each other support. You know, we don't stay by ourselves and stay clean. It's just not the way we do it. You know, it talks in here that helping others. You know, and I'm talking about being the service and how we do all this other stuff. How I do all this other stuff and try to like give back and being the service. It says in our 12th step is it's the highest aspiration of a human being. And that's pretty powerful. You know? I think that's pretty powerful. Helping others is perhaps the highest aspiration of the human heart and something we've been entrusted with as a result of a higher power working in our lives. You know? And I just think that's as true, you know? That says volumes. And it's how we do this. You know? I think sponsorship is another way. You know, I know my sponsors have given me a lot of stuff over the years. And I'm grateful for that. And the people that sponsored them have given them stuff. You know, and I'm grateful for that. And their sponsors have given stuff. You know, I don't know about this great grand blah, 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 blah. Just my sponsor, you know. Yeah, I can't keep track of, you know. But that's how we do this. You know, we don't do it by ourselves, never alone. How could I practice a step if I was by myself? You know, I think we have all this wonderful resources, you know. I love the step working guide, but like, I don't think it's a good thing for me to sit down and just write it all out by myself. As a matter of fact, I think in the preface, it talks about that. It gives you, I don't know how it says it, but it says like, this is a great tool, blah, 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 we're so happy to have this book, but well, I don't know what it says, but I'm just saying what I think it says, you know. But don't do it alone is what it says. That's what sticks out, you know. Don't do it by yourself, you know, because it's not the way you're supposed to do it. And hey, never alone, you know. Find somebody else and do it, you know. Maybe get a sponsor, like get some guidance, you know. Imagine that. That's a good idea, you know. Never alone. You know? Yeah, the collective we. You know, I think collectively too, like I was saying about the wealth of knowledge and experience and stuff that Narcotics Anonymous has. Dude, I just forgot exactly what I said. You should be in my head. No, you shouldn't, because that's a bad place to be. But there's just so many things that are just zimming. You know? It's hard to, like, focus. You know, I'm thinking about brunch. I'm thinking about what I'm going to say next. I'm wondering what they're going to have for brunch. You know, spiritual speakers coming up, blah, blah, blah. I got to pack. You know, what are you going to do when I get home? You know, I'm really staying in the moment, ain't I, huh? You know? No. But, yeah, never alone. You know, that's the other thing, too. What I've heard, too, is like Plummer last night and a couple other people throughout the weekend were sharing about how I didn't do it. I didn't start the meeting. We did it. You know? He was talking about some of the old meetings last night or something. And I don't know how he said it, but it just, it's something that like, you know, we do this together. You know, in our service efforts, we take somebody else and go into an institution, right? You know, we learn in 8 to 9, what? Hospitals and institutions, don't do it by yourself. It's a dangerous thing for a lot of reasons. You know, we do it together. We do it together. You know, public information, PR, all that stuff too. We do it together. You know, we do it together. And not only is it an accountability thing, it's how we practice this never alone stuff. Never alone. Narcotics Anonymous. I guess it's pretty much how we carry the message. You know, I can carry the message, but I gotta have somebody to carry it to, right? You know, you can carry the message, but if you don't have somebody to carry it to, what good is it gonna be, right? You know? I mean, like I was talking about my, you know, I'm so fortunate to have this gift of recovery today, but I just can't keep it and do it to myself. You know, it's about sharing it. You know, sharing the wealth. Giving it away. You only keep what you have by giving it away. Well, how you do that? You find somebody to give it to. You know, you share that stuff. You know? Sponsorship, home group, all that stuff. Never alone. I don't know. I'm feeling like I'm alone. I'm tired. I only have one cup of coffee. Wow, whatever. But it's a bunch here, huh? But you know what? I was at a thing, and I work in a profession where I have an opportunity to do a lot of stuff in my community today. And I was at a school. I was at a high school in my area recently. And it really, like, made me sad because I was in the back of this auditorium at freshman orientation. So all these, you know, 250 freshmen are coming to high school. Okay? And they're all crazy. They're back in the lobby. It was like crazy. It was like us at clean time, you know? Except they wore, like, crazier stuff. Anyway, that's a whole other story. But we get into the auditorium, and the thing started, you know? And the kids get quiet, and the principal and everybody comes out and does their spiel and stuff. I'm in the back of the auditorium, and I'm sitting with one of my staff and another professional from this school district. And I said, you know what? I got a problem with something here. I started pointing out a couple of these kids. You know? There was a girl who was of another culture. And she was sitting by herself. And she looked a little bit different because of what she wore. And there was a couple obese kids sitting by themselves because nobody wanted to be with them. And there was another girl who looked like she wore just not such nice clothes, you know? And maybe her parents didn't, her family, whatever. Maybe she didn't have a family, I don't know. But you could tell she didn't have a whole lot of means. And she wasn't real, like, clean and crisp like a lot of the other kids and styling like everybody else. And so she was sitting alone, you know? So there was, like, maybe 8 or 9 of these kids throughout this big auditorium sitting all by themselves. And it made me think, like, how much at risk these kids are. And how unfortunate to be starting their, like, high school days, like, sitting by themselves. You know? They're probably worried about getting picked on, probably being bullied, probably about being called names and stuff. You know? And we just started talking between ourselves in the back about how sad that is. You know? And what can we do to help them? You know? And it was just an interesting moment how collectively, like a couple people, you know, observed what was happening and saw this and tried to find a solution to it. You know? And I'm sharing that because it's just something that happened to me, you know, recently in my real experiences of life. And maybe it's something that I need to look at how we do in Narcotics Anonymous too. You know? Is there somebody that comes into a big meeting and sits by themselves? You know? I've seen people come to in my home group, you know? They come in and leave, you know, they come late and they leave early, and I've never really gotten a chance to, like, welcome them or say, hey, how you doing? What's your name? Blah, 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 whatever. You know, because they're in and out. And maybe I need to, like, take some more time or go over during the meeting and introduce myself or something. You know? Or if there's people sitting at the, you know, at the meetings in your areas, take some time and try to make them feel included. You know, no matter how they look or what they're wearing or not. You know? Because we're not supposed to discriminate, you know, right? We said we don't care. You know, race, color, you know, that doesn't matter. Nothing. You know? And so don't let them people feel so isolated by themselves. You know? I'm going to do whatever I can do to try to make somebody, especially my home group, feel welcome, no matter what. You know? No matter what. So, you know, it's just something that, you know, I need to be more acutely aware of, I think. And at events, too, you know, there's them wonders that just kind of seem like maybe they're new. Maybe they're old and just don't have no connection. Maybe they're from out of town. I don't know. You know, I go to meetings from Narcotics Anonymous everywhere. You know, I've been blessed to do some traveling and stuff. And so when I do travel, even if it's just like the Harrisburg or State College or something, I try to go to a meeting. You know? And I like to be made feel welcome at those meetings. You know? And so I need to remember what I need to practice back in my own territory as well. I can go anywhere. You know, when I got clean, I'm going to sound like an old man now because I start talking about when I got clean, how it used to be. But when I got clean and I moved to Greensburg, there was only 2 NA meetings a week. And a big meeting was a table like this with about 6 or 8 chair people around. That was a big meeting in Greensburg then. You know? And now there's at least a meeting every night of the week. The meeting list for the region, when I came into Narcotics Anonymous, was on one piece of paper. The regional meeting list. Now it's how many pages in a booklet? I mean, just in our tri-state, how much we have grown, you know, since 1988. It's tremendous. And you look at the expansion of Narcotics Anonymous around the world. You know, how we've grown. It's amazing. And it's because of the diversity. It's because of the knowledge. It's because how we care for each other. How we make each other feel not alone. That this keeps flourishing and surviving. You know, the spirit of NA is alive in all of us. You know, and how are we going to make that, like, you know, that spirit more alive in somebody else? By helping them. By reaching out and making them feel not so alone. If you travel, if you go around the world, if you go around the state, if you go around the county, go to some other meetings. Because you don't have to be alone wherever you go. There's meetings everywhere. And we're blessed to have that opportunity today. You know, I like to, you know, say thanks for being an attentive audience and for not throwing nothing at me. It's too early in the morning to probably even think about that. But I want to thank you guys all individually because I know most of you very well, and I love you all. And just coming to support me means a lot, and you make me feel so not alone. So you're a positive example of what I'm supposed to be talking about tonight. And I thank the committee and thank you guys. All right.